The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
Recording in progress.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. What's up, Julio?
What up, Fox? Thanks for having us on earlier than what we planned.
Yeah, I woke up to take a piss, and I seen a text from Julio. He didn't want to do a Sunshine episode, so here we are. We're doing another Forefathers episode. It is April 7th, 2024, 1:07 a.m. And yes, I'm drinking a beer. You?
It is nighttime. The contents of this cup are not relevant.
What are you drinking, man? Come on. I'm drinking a Natty Light.
I got ice in there.
Milwaukee ice.
Ice water.
Man, if you're drinking ice water, I'm turning this motherfucker off right now.
No, but for real, like, I got a long day. My boss is out of town, so I got to be, like, at my best behavior, you know, and I just didn't feel comfortable trying to swing, like, waking up super early, trying to go back to bed or trying to spend time with the family, then going to the ballet thing I got and then trying to go to work.
And what time is the ballet?
2:00.
Man.
But, you know, I mean, I'm probably going to get up, like, in the middle of the night, have a couple more beers.
This is the middle of the night. At least for me. I was up, I mean, yesterday. So I went to Harbor Freight. All right, so I told you I'm trying to clear the garage out because my older daughter's moving back in because she's doing her internship and all that. All right, so I bought another shed for the mower. So I got to get the mower out of the garage. But every time I cut the grass, I got to air the fucking tires up. It's got old-ass tires on it, yeah. It's got, like, okay, a slow leak in most of the tires. So, I bought new tires for it, and I was trying to remount the motherfuckers myself. You want to talk about something getting you pissed off? Trying to get those motherfuckers. All right, you can get the first side goes on pretty easily. But once you try to get the last bead to go on there, oh, God. I've done it before, and I'm like, I know I can fucking do this. I've done it before. So you're fucking, you got to stick the spoon in there and try to get the other one, and it just keeps popping back out, and it's like, oh. My wife came home yesterday, and it was sunny as fuck outside, and she's like, I'm surprised you're not outside. I'm up there playing Madden. She's like, what happened? I said, I got pissed off. That's what. She goes, why? Fucking tires are a pain in the ass. So then I was playing Madden and I lost. And I said, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to go back down and fuck with that tire. And finally got the motherfucker on. And then So I got the two big tires in the back. I got those are brand new. So those will hold air good. And then I got the two small tires. I said, I'm not even going to fuck with that because of the grass needed cut. And I got the tires, but I ain't put them on. I'm going to put those on tomorrow. That way I can pull the motherfucker outside and I ain't got to worry about putting air in the tires and shit.
I kind of came to that realization the other day. I came home and I was like, God damn, I got to start mowing my grass.
I know, man. And then it took me like 3 days off and on fucking with that tire. I was like, and then I ran to Harbor Freight and I got this little rinky dink tire machine that's supposed to help you mount it. Like you put it in the vise, and that it was a fucking joke. I spent like $60 for no reason. And then I just wound up putting the motherfucker on the floor and I got it on there, but pissed me off. And then I'm out there fucking with the tires. Meanwhile, I hear other fucking people firing up their mowers and I'm like, oh my God, I'm never going to get this tire on here. But I got it on there. I got the grass cut and everything. It's all good.
That's what counts.
Yep.
You get a haircut?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometime last week. And it's funny you asked because the lady, she's like, I always tell them, like, just all the way down on the sides with no guard and then just as short as you can get it on top without using the clippers, you know what I'm saying, with your hand. Finger short, they call it. And then she's like, wow, your hair's really long and you got a lot of cowlicks. I said, yeah, I know. I wait about 6 months between every haircut. And she's like, oh, my God. I said, yeah, I could, talking about all these cowlicks, I could have been the third stepbrother if they do like another sequel or something.
That's funny.
Yeah. Everybody always tells me that you got so many cowlicks. I'm like, yeah, that's why I cut it short. And then once it starts growing out a little bit, I just put a fucking hat on for months.
Yeah, I guess
Yeah.
Never noticed.
Yeah.
But I can always tell when you get a haircut. It's really interesting. I don't know.
Because I'm not wearing a hat.
It could be. It looks short on the sides and like tall on top. Very high on top.
So.
But, yeah, no, go ahead.
Before you say anything, I was going to go ahead and put it out there that I joined Facebook because I knew you were going to talk shit. I don't know. I just had a... I don't know. It just hit me like the people that are like our age are more on Facebook. You know, and those are probably the people that want to listen to this show.
I concur. Yeah, like my niece, my daughter, you know, like my niece is like 10 years old. They all say that Facebook is for like old people.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And then even 18 and 19 year old people, like they don't even use Facebook. I mean, I'm not big into Instagram or Snapchat, but for some reason they are. I don't know. It just doesn't feel the same for me. I don't know. I don't like it.
You don't like what? Facebook?
No, I like Facebook. I don't like Instagram or Snapchat.
I like Instagram. I'm going to be honest. I really don't like Facebook. Like, I've been talking shit about it all these years, and then when I get on, I feel like a hypocrite. So I don't like... I don't I don't get on there and like look at people's business. You know what I'm saying? Like I'll put a post on there about our new episode or something like that. And other than that, I really don't get on there. And like, if I click on it, I see like I got a notification. I'll check and look and see what that is. But we already got a bunch of new listeners from it. Like this one dude messaged me that from back home, and he actually called me, or he texted me and asked me for my phone number, and he called me. And I mean, that I figure that's just the way he is, because, and that reminds me, like, one of my buddies back home passed away. He was only like 52, man. And his name was Bill. I'm not gonna say his last name. I don't know, like, his family wants me to say anything about that, but I don't know. He was like that too, though. Like, Bill, he was old school. Like, I would send him a text and he would not answer me because he don't fucking text. You know what I mean? Like, he just did not. I don't know if he had a flip phone or what. He just didn't dick around with text, you know? And that's like this other dude. Awesome. His name's Paul. He hit me up on Facebook and he's like, hey, we should, you know, I'd like to talk to you sometime. What's your number? And I said, well, I'll hit you up here in a couple days. And then, like, I texted him my number, and then he called me, like, within, like, 15 minutes. But that's the way Bill was, too. And they were both in the same business. They were both, like, construction workers and shit. So, I don't know, man. People are just old school back home.
I think it's our it's the age group, honestly. I think that's really what it is. Like, I still miss MySpace.
yeah.
You know, I had I don't know if anybody even remembers Zanga. Zanga used to be like an online journal thing.
Yeah, you brought that up one other time. I don't even remember that.
Yeah, because you're too old. But it was right in between our ages. And yeah, I don't know. Something was lost, and then everything became like the same company, I think.
Yeah, man, everything's a monopoly now, man.
Instantaneous gratification.
Right.
Like, you know, like, I really don't recall what MySpace really was about, but I remember Zanga for real. In Zanga, you had to actually, like, type out, like, paragraphs of shit. Because it was like a diary. And people who looked into it actually had to spend time reading into it. And yeah. I think that had a deeper sense of communication. I don't know. Like, I tell people at work, I'm like, you know what? I miss my AOL, my AIM.
AOL, now that's really old school.
Yeah.
There was
another one, though, at the same time. I don't remember the name, so let's just go on.
But you were the one that so like when I joined Facebook, I didn't a lot of people from school and shit was hitting me up. And that's the other thing. Like if you're a listener and you're one of my friends on Facebook, like, don't expect me to get on there very much. It's just for this show. You know what I mean? But Julio was looking through my friends list and told me, hey, I think some of those are bots, right? And so, like, I didn't know. I remembered people from high school and shit. But then if somebody else hit me up, like, Julio told me some of these other people that I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, the people that you told me. And then some of them were just like, you could tell they were like internet sluts. And I'm just like, oh, well, maybe they're listeners. You know what I mean? And then Julio goes, And Julio goes, hey, I think some of those are bots. And I'm like, oh, who cares, man? I'm only getting on here for the show. You know, I'm not really getting on here, you know, looking at people's posts and shit anyway. And next thing you know, I'm getting a instant message like, hello, handsome. And I'm just like, oh, this bitch is deleted. Yeah, I've been deleting people left and right.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, I'm new to the game, man.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, you can tell by the picture right away, I think.
No, I'm hip to it now, but.
Yeah. But, I mean, I told you about the one that has, I have a friend, no, a coworker, I'm sorry. And there's somebody named with the same name and has a picture of him on the profile. But yet, if you accept a friendship, all it is a bunch of, like, ads for, like, I really don't even remember what it is, but just a bunch of ads. And I remember I was at work, and I asked him, I said, hey, I got this notification, you know, like, is this really you? And he's like, no, that's a fake account that somebody keeps using, and it's not me. And that person was friends with you.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Like, which one was it?
I don't want to say the name out loud.
Why not? It's a bot.
I know, but it has somebody's name that I know. Oh. And I texted you that information.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, but then the other funny part, going back to, you know, like friends, you know, and whatever. So, we have a mutual connection, and this is really funny. Him and I have been, I would call us friends for a long time now. Like, maybe 5 years, maybe more. And something happened and we fell off. So he completely dropped me, deleted me and everything. But for some fucking reason, he's friends with you. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Chad. Quit being a Chad.
That's my next door neighbor's name. I just met him today. Those are the people that moved in Dr. Doolittle's house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's the guy that got me into... I mean, not got me into conspiracy theories, but kind of like let me know that I could actually talk about it. That there were other people aware of these things, you know? And up until I met him, I didn't know that. And
what year would that was that?
Maybe 2022, 2021.
Holy shit. You're fucking brand new, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of like in the corporate realm for a long time. I was really a puppet.
Right.
And then COVID happened and I was, you know, kind of like sitting at home and looking shit up, and I'm like, what the fuck, you know, like.
Well, COVID woke a lot of people up, man.
Yeah.
I think that was the great awakening. It's like, it's just, I think, even if people aren't really into it, they know about it. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's surprised by any of this shit we talk about. They might not be as enthusiastic about it as we are, but it doesn't surprise anyone anymore because it's all mainstream shit now, you know?
Indeed.
And
but yeah, so Chad, if you're listening, bro, miss you. You know, I hope everything's well. Let's be friends again. Come on the podcast. You don't even got to be my friend. Come on the podcast because I know you have great topics to talk about. This guy,
yeah.
He did a presentation where it was like a hydrogen fuel cell, pretty much made a contraption where you could charge another battery, a dead battery from another battery, using just air.
I remember you brought this up one other episode, something.
Yeah.
Like, I remember hearing about it.
Yeah. And it was like a combustible, like it actually like exploded. It had a spark. So you could really fuel a car with hydrogen, is what he was trying to prove. Almost for free.
I mean,
you could also power your house like that for free. Exhaust if you have enough battery cells.
You could park a bus in the, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, like, shit.
Huge.
They are huge. Yeah.
And I was scared. And I remember there was a veteran. This place is staffed by like veterans, you know, who flew the plane.
I don't know what the fuck I just did. And, hold on.
and I said, like, what if this thing. I expressed to him that I felt
do you have a share screen enabled?
He's like, it's not going to fire off.
Hold up.
Recording in progress.
All right. We had some technical difficulties. I fucking brought up the browser to look at Instagram.
Porn.
And one of our old YouTubes was on the browser, and it just started fucking playing. I couldn't figure out how to shut it off. That was Andy Bennett, the author from London. You know what? I wish I would have asked him about Winston Churchill. You know what I'm saying? When I think about England, like, he was one of the best. I think he's one of our favorite politicians from England.
Yeah, we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
He told a woman criticized how much he drank, and he pretty much said, like, I have to drink this much just to find you pretty or something like that.
Nice.
But, I mean, he did give a lot of good speeches. But, I mean, you know, with what we talk about and what we deal with, you know, and, like, the cabal, the New World Order and whatever, was he one of their puppets?
Right.
Was all that scripted? I don't know. But I still do admire a lot of his ballsiness. I mean, especially during World War.
Right.
He was pretty awesome. But at the same time, again, I go back. I question, was he just part of, like, of the scheme?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
All right. I got this clip. I don't know if...
A guy with Down syndrome.
Don't laugh, Brennan.
I'm not laughing.
Why'd you laugh?
It's just...
fucking rude.
It's such a curveball.
I'm going to say it again, and if you smile, I'm going to leave.
Okay.
So when I was 9, I was brutally molested by... Okay.
You can't say brutally.
Why?
Because that's a curveball.
So when I was 9 years old, every day for summer.
You can't throw shit in there.
Why?
Because you fucking... I can't.
Why can't I?
Every day for summer. Every day? You couldn't avoid them, for God's sake?
All right, hold on.
When I was 9, I got molested by a guy with Down syndrome.
I can't remember if I played that on air before or not.
No. No?
No. What's his name? Bobby Lee?
Yeah. It's just every level, like, he said he got molested by a Down syndrome person. And then it was, like, brutally. And that it was like every day, every for the summer.
Right. That was.
He just took it down. I don't know. I don't know if I should say he took it up certain levels or he took it down certain levels. But a boom. But that was funny. He does a lot of shit with Theo Von.
Oh yeah. You know what, man? That a lot of people listen to his show. I think, and I started to listen to it. And the very first episode that came up was Jameis Winston, who's the new backup quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
And I got to say, man, it was just kind of boring. I mean, I don't see it. But, I mean, different strokes for different folks, you know what I mean? I just...
What, he's not dynamic?
No, it's just... You talking about Theo or Jameis Winston or what?
The quarterback or whoever you said.
Nah, they were just talking about his hometown and where he grew up and shit like that. But then again, he's the backup quarterback. Maybe. He might not even be the backup quarterback because we got Tyrone Huntley from Baltimore. I thought he played better than fucking Lamar Jackson did.
Really?
He came in one game for when Jackson was hurt, and he fucking smoked us. And that was against Cleveland. He was breaking people's ankles, and he was throwing good, too. Huh. Yeah. So he's one of our backups now, too. I'm curious to find out if they're going to try to, pull some kind of Kevin Costner deal at the last minute. And do a trade or some shit. Because they do not need all these quarterbacks. I don't know what the fuck they're up to. You know.
Yeah, I know. It's nice that you brought up Baltimore. You know, I do like the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson. Very dynamic player. I was actually in rehab when he kind of took the whole world by storm. And so I kind of bonded with all the guys. Over fucking watching football, you know, it was really cool. I think I grew some balls hanging out with guys like that. But anyways, so one of my new pickup lines is this: girl, I'll go down on you like a bridge in Baltimore.
Yeah,
that's not an original, but I stole it.
Now they're talking about. So originally they were saying that they weren't going to be able to have that bridge up and running until Christmas of 2025. Damn. Now they're talking about earlier. I think that's a big mistake if they're fucking cutting corners with that shit. You know, that ain't no joke. Because once the structural foundation is fucked up like that, you got to build it back up from the bottom up. You can't be used.
Like deep in the seabed.
That's what I'm saying. You can't reuse the pillars that were already fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You know who's in charge of all that? Ooh. The federal Department of Transportation.
Yeah, and they do a great job, right?
Pete Buttigieg. He's the one that went on maternity leave, so his husband, when him and his husband adopted a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were taking turns breastfeeding with fake tits or what. But he didn't come out and say shit about that Baltimore bridge when it happened. He didn't say nothing.
Go ahead.
No, he's supposed to be the main person that makes these decisions, right? So like I said, some of the officials came out and gave a ballpark figure all right, it's probably going to be Christmas 2025. But now they're coming out. I don't know if he had anything to do with it or what. Now they're coming out saying oh yeah, it's we're gonna get this up and running quicker. Like I said, if I hope they're not cutting corners and reusing these fucking pillars and shit that are already there because they've been compromised and fucked up.
But you heard that other bridges have been collapsing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't have all the details on it, but yeah, you can look it up. What the fuck is going on with that? I mean, it almost seems like the movie, that Batman movie, where they pretty much blow up all the cities or all the bridges leading out of Gotham City.
I don't watch that stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, so Gotham or whatever.
Gotham.
Wherever. Yeah, thank you. I'm Spanish. Anyways, they blow up all the bridges leading out of it so nobody can get in or out. And then there's terrorism happening in the city. I think that's kind of... I think they're testing this shit.
You might be right.
Because there's also these, like, earthquakes, like the one in New York.
Yeah.
It's almost like nobody supposedly felt it. But I feel it was like them just kind of like trying to dial, like almost like the volume of the earthquake. Let's see how far we can turn it up before they feel it, before something major happens, because that's what's coming. I don't know.
Well, tomorrow is the eclipse, so that's according to like the astrologers and shit. Like, this is supposed to be like a major turning point or something.
Yeah. And it has ties to Aleister Crowley, who
I heard something about that.
Yeah, who was told by an entity, a demon, that pretty much translates to AI, that an X would be drawn upon the country and something would happen. I remember reading or seeing something about that, and that kind of intrigued me because we still have not really talked about Aleister Crowley all the way.
Well,
that guy.
It all ties into CERN and the occult and everything. I mean, it all comes around back to the same thing. It's all occult shit, you know? Like, remember we played that video of what the sacrifice they did at the CERN building and all that?
Yeah.
That's all occult shit. And it was all brought to light by Aleister Crowley. I mean, he wrote about it in his books. And he really popularized that shit for people, you know? But
I mean, people rag on him, but honestly, I think he brought a lot of things to light that really the bad people would be hiding. He wasn't hiding it. He was bringing it to light. He was exposing it.
I don't think that makes him a good person. I think he was using it to gain popularity and shit. Like, he was hanging out with the elites. And, you know, like, there's a rumor that, you know, I hate bringing up shit that I don't really have written down in front of me, but I want to say, like, did he bang, like, Prescott Bush's mom or wife or some? I can't remember who it was.
Yep.
And so they're saying that Barbara Bush is his daughter, right?
Yep.
So who was her mom?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. But let's see.
All right.
Recording stopped. Recording in progress.
All right, we're back. We had to make a little beer run. Julio's Julio's pouring his 40 into his cup.
Fuck you, dude.
What?
Why?
Is there something I don't know about that we're supposed to be keeping secret? You've done this to me before. Remember I said Julio's drinking a beer and you're like, I hate you. I hate you. Are you? Yeah. What's going on? What?
Well, I'm obviously trying to do better. Obviously, I'm doing better at work.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're not at work, man.
I know, but we're also doing video. I hate this video shit, honestly.
We don't have to keep doing it.
I mean, it's kind of cool, but I like the anonymity of, like, just sound.
Yeah, I get it. You know what? Listen. I don't know. We'll talk about it off air, but I mean, you smoke dope on it on screen. What the fuck? Not allowed to drink?
Because dope is not an issue. I'm just being real. You know, like, this is real man talk here. And not just men, but just human talk. You know, like, I do struggle with the alcohol, and I do feel some shame being on screen kind of drinking. And I know I'm fucking probably slurring my words right now, but, you know, like, I did work 8 hours, and I did some shit during the day, and I came home and got ready for the podcast. Thankfully, Fox accommodated me. And, yeah, here I am, but I still got interesting topics to bring up, you know, so it's not a loss.
Dude, there's nothing wrong with drinking. It's not even... It's going on 2 o'clock in the morning. That's what people do at 2 o'clock in the morning. The bars aren't even closed yet. Right?
I feel you. And you know what? And something I was telling somebody the other day was that despite the fact that we hang out in this way, and when we hang out in person, we do the same thing. I can't say that you're an enabler. Because you try to push me for those sunrise podcast
episodes, right,
where we drink coffee. But I think because of my schedule, I think it's a little bit hard.
Yeah, I get it, man.
Yeah. So thank you for not being like so judgmental on me. But I do hate the fact that it's being put out there like that. Some people might get the wrong idea. I don't know.
All right. We don't want to get all depressed and everything. It's all good, Julio. There's nothing wrong with drinking. It's not even 2 o'clock in the morning yet.
You're right.
It's what we do.
Thank you, Fox. Be what we do.
Speaking of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. That video got shadow banned on YouTube. I don't remember what we were talking about exactly. But so I looked. I'll go on there and I'll check our views for like the audio listens.
Okay, I see what you're talking about.
And then I'll check YouTube. And so I looked at YouTube, and I'm like, yeah, man, we got a lot of listeners on for the videos, probably just as many as the audio. But then I went back and clicked on it for some reason, and it was up to like fucking 80 or 90 some views, and then when I clicked back on it, it went back down to zero. So I don't
know. Sounds like a normal thing they do to people.
Yeah, that's what they do to shows like this. It's all right. It's all good. You got to remember YouTube. I think YouTube's owned by Instagram Google. And Facebook, right?
And no, it's Google.
Oh, Google. Same thing. It's all the same monopoly, man.
Yeah, it is.
So, all right, so there's this book, right? I can't remember. I think I heard about it on a podcast or something. It's called The Dictionary of Deities and Demons. So I like looking up shit like you know, all the different archangels and, you know, demons and angels and shit like that. But anyway, I looked it up and I was going to buy it. The motherfucker's $500.
Why?
I don't know. That's intrigued me even more. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? And so I downloaded a PDF of it for free somehow. But if you wanted to buy it, it's like $500. It's fucking crazy.
God damn.
I'm not going to bring it up right now. Remind me. We'll talk about it on the next episode.
Okay. Yeah, let me bring up my screen here. Some clips I got. Listen to this one.
I heard that.
Hold on. Can you hear it?
No. Remember, you got to click that box before you share.
Hold on.
I can hear it a little bit. I think you need to turn the volume up.
Are you comfortable leaving the group at the moment?
All the way up. Is that all
oh
the
my
way?
God. No, it's not.
This is just for fat body.
Oh my God. I remember doing this the other day.
Turn your volume all the way up on your computer. I learned about that last episode with Andy. I didn't have my volume turned all the way up. See, I'm used to doing an episode with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody's talking through the computer, like he was, the first like 7 minutes sucked because I didn't have the volume up high enough. So, you know, we're learning as we go.
I think I got it.
All right.
This is a queer
Okay,
fat
that
club.
Sounds good.
I'm queer and fat.
Okay, thank you for joining. We're just introducing ourselves at the moment.
Okay.
Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, Joe?
Yeah, my name's Joe. I go by he, they, and I identify as 275 pounds.
Okay.
I feel like Jay is kind of making fun of me, though. I know it's kind of a shock. I know. Kind of a new thing.
I'm just, monk.
Do what?
I said I apologize.
Oh, no, you're good.
Are you comfortable leaving the group at the moment?
Why?
I'm not understanding why you're joining the group.
This is the queer and fat group now.
Yeah.
Queer and fat group.
That's what I came here for.
Okay. And you said you identify as fat?
Yeah.
Okay. This is just for fat-bodied people.
Yeah, I understand. I identify as a fat-bodied person.
I'm not understanding where you're from.
Are you guys comfortable with me here? I mean, I'm pretty chill on my end.
I'm not comfortable, no.
Can we take, like, a vote?
I'm going to ask you to leave.
Hey. He held it together pretty good without laughing.
He did.
That reminds me, like, I do want to call the adult baby diaper lover spa. But
yeah,
I mean,
we talked about that.
Yeah. It's hard not to laugh though. And he did a hell of a job. I thought that was good.
Yeah, he did. That was amazing. But then check this out. So, honestly, I kid you not. I felt this. I have felt when CERN turns on and an alternate reality comes into place. And another one took place in March.
I will play it.
Well, there's nothing to play. It's oh. You see my video?
Oh, I see the screen, yeah.
Yeah. Something happened that day. And I kid you not, I felt that. I really, I don't know.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. Like, I just feel like the whole COVID thing was just a fucking mind fucking time, you know? And really, ever since then, it hasn't gone back to normal.
Yeah. This lady says some interesting shit, too.
I have a book. It's from the 1800s.
Can you hear it?
Let's talk about the eclipse on April 8th that's happening and the connection it has with Easter. Watch this video get banned. I have a book. It's from the 1800s. Let's do this. But here's the book in all its glory. Right here it says, The Passion of the Lord from Palm Sunday to Easter Eve, April 1st to April 7th, AD 30. Let's turn a couple pages. The Resurrection and Ascension of Christ from Easter Day to Ascension Day, April 8th to May 17th, AD 30. That's crazy. Totally not crazy. Truth. Now let me walk you through each day. Palm Sunday, April 1st. Monday, April 2nd, he cleansed the temple. Tuesday, April 3rd was Jesus' last teaching. Tuesday night, Jesus told his disciples the time of his betrayal. And then on Wednesday, April 4th, he remained in Bethany until Thursday. Thursday, April 5th, they killed the lamb for the Passover meal. Evening and night of Thursday, April 5th was the Last Supper. After supper, they went to the Mount of Olives and entered the Garden of Gethsemane. This is where he is taken and held captive. Good Friday, April 6th, he was arraigned and then taken to a place called Golgotha, the place of a skull, also known as Calvary. This is where he was put on the cross. Is it really a cross? But before he was placed on the cross, he was tortured and placed in a cell overnight. Saturday, April 7th, the Sabbath. Pilate condemned him, and from 6 to 9 a.m. were the preparations for the cross. At 9 a.m., he was placed on the cross. Hung on the cross for the next 3 hours, dying. This is where it gets really... My heart's freaking racing. I never read this before. Listen. It was now noon, but such a noon as had never been seen in Judea. The position of the paschal full moon precluded the possibility of a solar eclipse, and yet a supernatural darkness rested upon all the land, from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, as if to veil the last agonies of the Redeemer from the eyes of men. But far deeper than that, darkness was the gloom that weighed upon the Savior's soul, as he bore the whole burden of the divine wrath for the sins of all men. He was on the cross all day until sunset, which was the beginning of the Sabbath, Saturday evening. Died in 6 hours, literally of a broken heart. Taken down from the cross and placed in a tomb. Sunday, April 8th, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The solar eclipse is nothing other than proof to us that it happened. Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins. In the solar eclipse, that was the veil. That is the proof. That is the reminder to us. Just as the rainbow is a reminder to us that God will never flood the earth again. The solar eclipse is Monday, April 8th. Then Easter Sunday is Tuesday, April 9th. What are your thoughts? Tell me in the comments.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because she kind of shifts like Easter when it really happened.
Yeah, but Easter was last weekend.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They controlled the calendar, the Julian calendar.
Yeah.
I think that's what she was alluding to.
Okay.
Was that it's not lined up right.
No, it's not. Are you playing more clips?
Yeah.
I mean, hold on a minute. Can you stop sharing for a second?
Yeah.
You know when you do that, I can't fucking see the rest of my computer. You gotta do like one clip at a time. As far as this eclipse. So have you heard the pagan shit that goes along with it? So you know, like this. You know how NASA's firing off these rockets?
Yeah, nobody talks about that.
All right, so the program is called what? APEP?
Yep, and what does that mean?
That was the name of...
What is that related to?
That was the name of, like, the serpent god. The pagan serpent god.
What was it? What was the name?
I want to say APEP or APEC.
Okay, and guess what? APEC is also the American Israel Public Affairs Committee.
Imagine that.
Nobody is trying to connect the dots. You got to really like search for it, but the information is out there. And I don't know. I mean, I am 1% Jewish, so I got nothing to... I'm just as guilty, I guess. I don't know.
But, so this serpent, this APEC serpent god, he wanted to swallow up Amun-Ra, which was the sun god. And they're saying that's what the eclipse is. But I mean, you could, I don't know. When you think of the Amun-Ra, the Egyptian sun god, would you equate that to like Jesus or... I mean, where does all that shit fall in place with you?
You know, I don't know. So check this out. I know a shaman guy, and he called himself Osiris. Well, you know what Osiris is, right?
Right. Yeah.
It's not a good guy. So I don't know.
Was so he
misleading me?
Talk about it for the listeners. Oh, who's Osiris?
Osiris is the sun god. He is also... you put me on a spot on it. Hold on one second.
This is... Is this Egypt or Rome or
Egypt? Yeah, Egypt. Osiris was the judge and the lord of the dead and the underworld, the lord of silence and the Henti Amentu, meaning foremost of the Westerners. And he was also considered the son of the sun god Ra, who after his death ascended to join Ra in the sky.
Okay, so he was Amun-Ra's son.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, when somebody identifies like that, what does that mean? I don't know.
Yeah, that's not... I wouldn't think that's a good thing. Anytime anybody... Anytime anybody refers to themselves as a god, in my eyes, it's not a good thing.
Yeah. Still a good guy. So this whole new thing. So, for example, hey, Fox, your hair looks great. No homo. Now it becomes to, hey, Fox, your hair looks great. No Diddy.
Why was he doing gay shit? I thought it was like trafficking.
Both.
All right, I got something.
I was in a town before called Langan Village, it was called. And basically, there was a young lad.
People love this shit, and I don't know why.
I was in a town before called Langan Village, it was called. And basically, there was a young lad, and he looked awful similar to me. I thought I was fighting in a mirror, right? Come outside the nightclub, I was like, do I know you from somewhere? And he goes, do I know you? Do you know? He had a Celtic jersey on, but he had the green and the yellow one, right? And I was about to throw a punch. And then he looked at me in the eyes, and I go, he goes, am I your father? I said to him, and he goes to me, am I your son? And we just hugged it out. It turns out that no relation at all, and I just headbutted him, and he got taken away. But you know, it goes to show you, people are out there, you could know them. I was in a town before called...
I don't know.
I got something to share.
Tell me was that he's at the house one night and he would talk and he started laughing. He said, Aaron, what do you think women's liberation was about? And I said, I'm pretty conventional thinking about it at that point. I said, I think it's about women having the right to work, getting equal pay with men, just like they won the right to vote, you know? And he started to laugh and said, you're an idiot. And I said, why am I an idiot? He said, let me tell you what that was about. We, the Rockefellers, funded that. We funded Women's Lib, you know? And we're the ones who got all of the newspapers and television, the Rockefeller Foundation. He says, and you want to know why? He says, there were two primary reasons. And they were, one reason was we couldn't tax half the population before Women's Lib. And the second reason was now we get the kids in school at an early age. We can indoctrinate the kids how to think. So it breaks up the family. The kids start looking at the state as the family, as the school, as the officials, as their family, not as the parents teaching them. And so those are the two primary reasons for Women's Lib, which I thought up to that point was a noble thing. You know, when I saw their intentions behind it, where they were coming from when they created it, the thought of it, I saw the evil behind what I thought was a noble adventure.
Yeah, man.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, but it's true, right?
I mean, that can be said about, like, BLM, the trans thing. A lot of things going on nowadays. The squatters, you know, like, taking over homes from the illegal immigrants.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, so check this out. So guess who turned on the collider in CERN in Switzerland?
What do you mean, guess who did it?
Yeah, back in 2009.
You talking about an individual?
Yeah, a celebrity.
I have no idea.
Tom Hanks.
What? Get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
I'm dead serious.
You got any, where's your source?
Yeah.
Where is this coming from?
Hold on 1 second.
All right, what are we doing?
Yeah, you see that here. Hold on.
You sharing sound?
No, I mean, it's not a video or anything, but it's just saying that he turned it on.
I see that. I don't know, man. I don't know if I believe that.
So when digging down the CERN Mandela effect rabbit hole, Tom Hanks alone is involved with at least 6 notable incidents. Forrest Gump, Mama always said life is or was like a box of chocolates. Forrest's mother is played by Sally Field, who people remember being called Sally Fields was an S. She also has the famous Oscar speech, Mandela. You like me? You really like me? Her brother is like the guy who discovered the gold particle or the God particle. No, her brother is the guy who discovered the God particle at CERN. Forrest Gump opens with the Fetter of Destiny, a Curious George book that clearly has a tale. Apollo 13, Houston, we have a problem. Change to We've Had a Problem. The Mr. Roger intro song changed from It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood to It's a Beautiful Day in This Neighborhood. Hank plays Mr. Rogers in a movie named after a version we remember that supposedly never existed. Ant Bully. Fruit of the Loom logo with a cornucopia that shouldn't exist. And then Angels and Demons. He played a... It was a movie with that is about CERN and the Vatican and the Illuminati. Last line at the end of the film, Hank says to his female counterpart who works at CERN is, go change the world.
You know what? That's interesting. I didn't know Angels and Demons was about CERN. Yeah. I've never watched that. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, I mean, they're good movies, honestly.
They're so long that I never fucking stay awake for them.
I get it.
You know, but...
I have to, like, watch it in, like, slices.
Right.
Yeah. But they're good watches, and I mean, and they do, like I said, like I've always said in this podcast, Hollywood puts it out there so that we don't think that it's really happening. We just say, oh no, that's just fiction. That's just something that happens in the movies. No, this shit is happening for real.
Check this out.
The guy's here to fix the leak on your solid gold faucet.
Send him in.
This place looks like the Liberace Museum.
Hey, I'm the prince of this city. When you're in my office, you treat me with respect.
Who did your decorating? Saddam Hussein?
I'll have you know this is all very classy stuff. And that painting of the tiger and the woman has got me laid on numerous occasions.
I didn't know gay dudes liked tiger paintings.
Hey, you've crossed the line. I've killed people for less.
Looks like you killed a squirrel to me and put it right on top of your head.
You're one to talk. Your hair looks exactly like mine.
Yeah, except my hair's supposed to look like this. I'm a janitor.
The guy's here to fix the leak.
He's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah. All right. Hold up. One more.
Have you brought with you some of those devices which would have enabled the CIA to use this poison for?
We have indeed.
For killing people.
This is a 1975 CIA press conference. Heart attack gun.
I wonder if
you roll that over.
Now, does this pistol fire the dart?
Yes, it does, Mr. Chairman. The round thing at the top is obviously the sight. The rest of it is what is practically a normal 45, although it's special. It, however, it works by electricity. There's a battery in the handle, and it fires a small dart.
So that when it fires silently?
Almost silently, yes. Very little.
What range does it have?
100 meters, I believe, about 100 yards, 100 meters.
About 100 meters range.
Right.
And the dart itself, when it strikes the target, does the target know that he's been hit and about to die?
That depends, Mr. Chairman, on the particular dart used. There are different kinds of these flechettes that were used in various weapon systems, and a special one was developed which potentially would be able to enter the target without perception.
Have you brought with you with some of those devices which would have enabled the CIA to use this poison for?
We have indeed.
For killing people?
What?
Yeah. That's the heart attack gun. This was a press conference in 1975.
It's wild.
1975. That was like 50 fucking years ago. Imagine what they got now.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm gonna share real quick. I got a couple more things. Real quick.
Something insane, or this is aliens.
Wow, what is it?
You know Google Earth.
Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Do you have Google Earth on your phone?
Probably not, but I'm just going to Google
them. Okay. Well, I will do it on my phone real quick.
Yeah, Google Earth on your phone?
Yes. I'll punch in these coordinates on my phone myself. And what I see is so wild, Mike. Pretty much, bro, when you punch in these coordinates on Google Earth, it will take you to this random part of the Earth that's like a barren wasteland. For miles, there's nothing. No town, no whatever. And the only way I can explain this thing is it looks like a portal or something, dude. Don't know how to explain this. I don't know what this looks like, Mike. That's the best way I can describe it. All around it, for miles, are hella tanks defending it. I swear to God. For miles, dude, hella tanks spread out. You can't even get close to it.
And this
how
is
many
real.
Tanks? And this is real.
What the
I'll show you right now.
Let me see.
All right, first, I just pasted this month. Okay? Look, it's in there.
Yep.
What the fuck is this?
Let me see.
And then zoom and look around all over the desert.
What the fuck is this?
Mike.
It's like a Death Star.
Go around the whole desert.
Oh, no, there actually is like tanks.
Keep going.
They're hella spread out.
Hell of them.
What the
hell of them?
But dude, what is that black? And there's like something like looking across from it that like mirrors it too. What is that? Where is this? Let me zoom out. But that's in America. Right, that's in California. But it's for sure hundreds of tanks.
Dude.
All around though.
And you see how they're all pointing away from it.
Yeah, they're low-key blending in.
Bruh, Mike.
Dude, there's hell of them.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Gets on my nerves the way they talk, though. They say hella too much.
It's young people.
Bro.
But then check this out. Asics. Asics and NASA. And then I like this video. This goes out for everybody that's struggling out there. I really think this video makes a good point. This is true.
Can somebody explain to me in crayon eating terms why I make over 3 times the federal minimum wage and I cannot afford to live?
Explain it.
And I do not want to hear the pull yourself up from your bootstraps. Work 90 hours a week. That's not the goal, guys.
No,
that's
it's not the goal.
It should not be our standard.
Agreed. Should not be our standard.
I'm so fucking tired of people being complacent with this uniparty, both of them fucking us over. when my parents were my age, they both made less than half of what I make, and they lived alone. I cannot afford to live anywhere alone. A one-bedroom apartment, $1,800. Two-bedroom apartment.
This generation is locked out of living on their own.
Who the fuck can afford that? It is embarrassing to come out and say that it is a struggle to survive right now. But
I'm sorry, dude.
So
I feel for you.
Many people are struggling. And do not get me started on what my grandparents were doing. They, $3,000 house. And yes, I understand inflation and all of the bullshit that they have been pulling with the Fed. Why are we allowing it?
Why are we allowing it?
And then I clock out of my shift. I am
big
tired.
One coming up here.
I have to go home. And I check the news. Another 60 fucking billion to a country nobody can figure out on a map. What are we doing? Why? Where has the plot gone? We have lost it, folks. We have fucking lost it. The American dream is dead. It is
that's
over.
Sad.
Gone.
That is sad.
Forgotten.
It's true.
What do you think about that?
He's right, man.
That's fucking sad. That breaks my heart.
The worst part is all the money that we're sending to fucking Israel and Ukraine. It's bullshit. Yeah, and we got people living on the streets here.
I don't get it. Why?
But it's like you said, nobody's doing anything about it anyway. I mean... It kind of helps, makes us feel better that we're doing a podcast, but we really ain't doing shit. We're not doing anything about it.
I get it.
Are you going to start a revolution, Julio?
Think I should.
All right, I'm in. So, I'm in.
Check this out. Remember that motherfucker that was talking shit about, like, taking over squatting people's houses and shit?
The Mexican?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Leonel o Leo Moreno. El Sargento Leo Moreno pertenece al DGC. Anteriormente,
you can't play this. It's in Spanish.
Oh, it's just Spanish.
Este muchacho fue enviado por el gobierno a sabotear a los venezolanos de bien en este
país. You got to remember, half of these people are just listeners. It did have subtitles.
But I know the guy that would complain about it.
Huh?
Anyways, check this one out.
...brag that they are representing a foreign... Have you ever wondered how we got to this point? Where one of the biggest lobbying groups in America can openly brag that they are representing a foreign country? This is from AIPAC's website. But somehow they don't have to register under the FARA Act as someone acting on behalf of a foreign actor. They literally brag about how many millions they spent and about how 98% of their buying of our politicians was successful this election cycle. Did you know that they were actually this close to having to register as a foreign agent before a certain thing happened? Here, I'll show you, and I'll show you where you can find all these primary sources too. So if you go to this URL right here, israellobby.org/AZCDOJ, it's a history of when AIPAC almost had to register as a foreign agent. And back then, they were known as the American Zionist Council. Right there, the American Zionist Council. Well, it turns out that President John F. Kennedy was about to force them to register under FARA. And this is a history of all of the original documents that pertain to the legal case. And when you click on any of these links, it'll take you to original archived sources of the actual documents from the actual testimonies that you can read. Even cool little snippets like this that say federal lawyers are near a decision on whether to require the AZC to register as an agent of the Israeli government. And back in June and July of 1963, the federal government was nearing a decision requiring the American Zionist Council registering as an agent of the Israeli government. Americans of whatever faith believe firmly that America is their country and America alone. The Zionist lawyer, Mr. Lenvin, advised that public registration would be injurious to the American Zionist Council. You might notice that the Honorable Donald Rumsfeld was involved. And as 1963 went on, it all heated up. And by October of 1963, they were saying things like, forms are enclosed for the use of the American Zionist Council in registering under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. But then what happened in November of 1963? The president who was spearheading the whole thing just suddenly wasn't there anymore. And to be clear, I would never infer that Israel had anything to do with that whole thing. I'm just saying it was really convenient timing that it happened to turn out that way. And then in December of 1963, we get this document. As you know, our client is not prepared to register as an agent of foreign principle or to concede that it is subject to the registration requirement. December 11th, 1963. And to this day, the single most influential big money group in democratic electoral politics is not registered as a foreign actor. Although the U.S. Justice Department clearly states that FARA requires the registration of anyone that represents the interests of the foreign principal before any agency or official of the U.S. government. All the rest of that also applies. That's just the most obvious statement. Because if they were registered under FARA, they would have to disclose where all the money's coming from. And they don't want to. So they just don't. And that's how we wind up with screens like this. And with AIPAC openly bragging on the internet about how they pay to get candidates to win, despite their policies being clearly unpopular with regular people in America.
This video just,
and that's why it's so important that we stop China from subverting our democracy by controlling what we see on our social media apps. You feel me?
I mean, what are your thoughts? You think that there is, that there's spin to it? Because I do think it.
Like, yeah. So,
like, I'm sorry. Like, so I go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, I just want to say Jews, but I mean the Zionists. So the Jews killed Kennedy, right? And when I say Jews, I'm talking about AIPAC. I'm talking about the Federal Reserve. I'm talking about, I mean, there was a lot of people that had reasons to kill Kennedy. But that was a pretty compelling video. And I know you're eating.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. Really good, interesting video. And I agree with you about, I want to say the Jews. And I feel bad about that. But that goes back to the whole conspiracy theory that could the world wars have been orchestrated? Could the Holocaust have been orchestrated by the Rothschilds, by this whole Jewish thing? I don't know.
Well,
but
I'm not gonna be made to feel guilty. Just because they tell us the Jews are oppressed, I'm going to talk shit about whoever the fuck I want to talk shit about.
Yeah, but then it kind of goes back to something like this. Hold on.
We got to talk about the corn industry real quick, because Twitter's out here serving ads for this website, but if you notice, they're starting to do reality TV shows with various corn farmers. We'll get back to this in just a second. If you didn't know, like, most of the corn farms in the world are owned by a single company called MindGeek. But this is actually nowhere near the whole list. This is closer to the whole list, if you wanted to know. I know that none of you actually want to know this, but sometimes ignorance really is bliss, because the truth is kind of weird. This is not made up. The company that bought MindGeek is actually called Ethical Capital Partners. And it was co-founded by Solomon, who was called to law following his ordainment as a Jewish rabbi in Israel. And we all know that sexual content has been eking its way more and more into everyone's everyday lives in all sorts of complicated and controversial ways, doing all sorts of messed up things to young people's minds, regardless of your take on things. And this site has seriously changed the landscape. And this is clearly a marketing move designed to change the landscape in a big way. And who's it owned by? Leonid Radvinsky. I'll give you one guess where that name comes from. He's from Odessa, Ukraine. And it's just kind of weird that the entire corn industry is owned by people with ties to Israel. And they are explicitly pushing corn content into our everyday lives, merging the boundary between whatever the hell is going on. And corn is one of the most addictive substances ever invented. Like, it's not a simple conversation. Not trying to condemn people for their choices and habits and whatever you do. I'm just pointing out the big picture, and facts are facts. And it's kind of weird. Probably don't think about the implications of that too much, because I don't have to think very hard before those implications lead me directly to this. And how much easier it is to do these types of things to a culture that's filled with these types of influences. If you don't know the definition of the word subversion, you might want to look up the word subversion and maybe COINTELPRO. And if you're a young person watching this reel, just be careful what you let into your brain, because any addictive substance can rewire your brain chemistry forever. And that's why.
No, so that's interesting, because it's, I mean, why do they own these companies?
Who's they?
The Jews. You tricked me. You set me up.
Well,
and I was vulnerable at the moment. Took advantage of me. But anyways, but it's true. Like, I'm sorry, but I think that there is some narrative. I mean, it's just an idea. I mean, I treat everybody the same, I think. Unless you kind of let me down. Unless you fucking break my heart in some sort of way, or break my narrative of you or idea or concept of you. Like, I have no issue with you. I don't care who you are, but I do think that the Jews do have something to do with shit.
What about the red heifer? Have you heard
of it? I know, right? Yeah, of course.
That's supposed to be happening soon.
Yeah, to build the Temple of Solomon.
Right.
Yeah, fuck all that shit, dude. I don't give a fuck about any of that.
What do you mean you don't give a fuck?
I mean, it's just...
They predicted the shit like 2,000 years ago, and it's all fucking happening.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready, too. I have no fear.
Yeah.
I should have been dead 20 years ago. I'm ready. If I die tonight, I'll die happy.
Let those lobster claws things come and get me.
No.
Seven trumpets. Woo, 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 woo.
All right. Hold up.
I
Yeah. I've been taking a shit for like 10 days. I dropped up something. I took acid, something fucked my stomach up. I didn't tell nobody. And on the way home, we got on the bus. And while we were waiting there, my stomach started hurting. And I said, Jesus Christ. I don't know if I'm going to shit myself or fart. But let me just take a chance.
Good move.
And I blew this fart, Joe Rogan. That was so bad. Right? We were on a bus and people started running. You know the school buses? People started running to the windows, right? To swing down the bus windows. But here's where it gets better. I farted again. And the teachers are going, oh my God, he's changing flavors. But the worst thing was the cheerleaders were crying. That's how bad it's. They were sitting in front of the bus going, and the teachers yelled out, oh my God, he's changing flavors. I'm taking a shit for like 10 days.
So gross. That is gross.
All right, man. You got anything else? This was kind of an underwhelming episode, really.
It is. It is, but it's so good.
All right.
So this beekeeper raised a bee. Bees that were resistant to Monsanto's Roundup. And all the bees were illegally seized and all the queens killed.
No shit. What, do you got a video?
No, I don't. I just have a picture and a quote. And he said, they ruined 15 years of my research. That is sad.
Who do you think owns Monsanto?
You're trying to.
I'm just saying, who the people that own Monsanto? What religion do they practice?
You're trying to trick me, bro. I'm not falling for it.
All right, fuck it. All right.
Be good boys.
Yeah, this was
shit show.
Oh yeah. So I was telling people to buy XRP, and it's actually declined a little bit since then. But all that means is it's a good time to buy.
Exactly.
But I mean, you got to give it time, people. It's going to go back up.
It's like Dogecoin.
Doge.
Doge.
Yeah.
Dogecoin.
All right, let's wrap it up, Julio.
All right, brother.
All right, anybody's got any questions or comments, bitches, gripes, complaints? ConspiracySoldiers@yahoo.com. Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram. What's yours on Instagram?
Conspiracy Soldiers Garlic Parm.
And then we're on Conspiracy Soldiers on YouTube and Conspiracy Soldiers on Rumble.
So hey. If we don't make it past the eclipse. I want to finish off with this, I guess. I asked Lily, I said, hey, if the world was to end tomorrow with the eclipse, where would you want to be? Would you want to be at my mom and dad's house? Or would you want to be at your mom's work? Because mom is working. And she's like, I don't know. But it was an interesting question. She didn't really give me an answer. I didn't really expect one, but I want you to know that if it does end tomorrow, you know, like, thanks for being my friend. I'm serious.
I know you took the day off.
Yep.
But I get off at 3, and the eclipse is what, at 3:15 or some shit?
Yep.
So I'm going to be on my way home from work. during the eclipse.
Come over.
You're so closer to me. No. First of all, I'm probably going to, I don't know if it's, I'm hearing it's supposed to be cloudy. All these people are taking the days off of work and it's, they're not even going to be able to see the shit. But I hope,
might or might not be.
I hope these, when I'm driving home on the expressway, I hope these motherfuckers got their lights on. That could be a shit show.
Yeah, you know, that could be a shit show. But it's going to be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Hope we make it and look forward to seeing you, brother, and everybody that's listening. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. If you like the show, tell your friends and all that good shit. Give us good reviews. This episode was kind of a little bit of a shit show. It was kind of unexpected. I was expecting...
End of the world.
Huh?
End of the world.
It's episode. Just the end of the world. It's no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal.
So I was expecting to do it in tomorrow morning in the sunlight, but Julio wanted to do it now, so we did it now. I was a little unprepared, but it's all good.
For finest.
Yeah, so if the world doesn't end, we'll do better next weekend. All right. Got anything else?
Nope.
All right. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.